This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick for the latest from the markets. Nick, how are you doing?
Hey, Johnny. Good to be back with you.
We heard from new Fed Chief Kevin Warsh this morning. What did we learn that was different from last time around?
Yeah, so not too much different from last time around when we consider the rhetoric that we heard today. I actually think that markets this time around, I was watching the US dollar and yields ahead of the speech anticipated by Kevin Warsh. Of course, he was accompanied by Governor Backlund, Governor Bailey, Christine Lagarde, several other notable central bank figures on the stage today. And there was this almost expectation going into it this time around that Kevin Warsh would actually come in a little bit more on the hawkish side. And if you remember the previous time, the first press conference we had with Kevin Warsh, we were anticipating some kind of extreme dovishness, or at least that's what the market was positioned for. This time, the market smartened up at least a little bit here and expected him to be a bit more on the hawkish side, which is sort of what we got. In line with his previous commentary that was all eyes on him during the press conference, he leaned into the idea of Fed independence continuing to be an important staple of the Federal Reserve. He also reiterated their commitment and focus mostly on inflation. And so in response to his comments, the dollar remained strong for the morning, though following the end of the speech or kind of meeting here, we are seeing the dollar back off a little bit here against major currencies. This morning, the British pound, for example, is about flat against the dollar. The euro is just slightly softer against the dollar, and the dollar yen is actually lower today by a slight amount. So hawkish, but perhaps about in line with expectations. Didn't really get any groundbreaking commentary from him this morning. There was no shock to the system or updates. He continued to hold his cards close to his chest on what the central bank in the United States is expected to do. Now, I do think it's also worth mentioning that other major central bank players at the table were prompted about their own circumstances. And there was some interesting commentary around the room. For example, the Bank of Canada seems more poised to administer to a weakening economy, where same kind of idea on the Bank of England. There was just a bit of slight dovish tone from Governor Bailey in the idea that he actually mentioned that he thought things were sufficiently restrictive and that there was a bit of tightening that took place during the situation in the Middle East in his mind. Of course, these are moving targets to determine whether or not a central bank thinks that their monetary policy is restrictive or not. And while the U.S. kind of declined through Kevin Warsh, his commentary to really go into detail, other central banks seem to be laying it out there that they feel that they have been in some ways restrictive to hold things at bay and are in tuned and acknowledging that, of course, there is some economic damage that needs to be kept a close eye on in regards to the rising inflation that we have all experienced due to the conflict in the Middle East.
We've had some data this morning, Nick, with the latest manufacturing numbers, and they've come out lower than expected.
That's right. Here in the U.S., the dollar did soften up a little bit further following the commentary this morning through the manufacturing PMI numbers. They came in 53.3 versus 53.9. And this actually, we'll talk about consumer confidence in a second. This was the second sort of economic growth metric of the week that did actually slightly miss expectations. Prior to this week, we had seen pretty much all of our major metrics. I'm talking consumer confidence, PMIs, economic growth statistics, actually beating forecasts. This week, we've broken that trend a little bit with the manufacturing PMI data coming in softer. That is going to be slightly more bearish on the impact to the US dollar. And at the same time, yesterday, we had some conflicting data there. The consumer confidence number did miss expectations yesterday just slightly, but meanwhile, the JOLTS job openings numbers did come in better than expected. So one good, one not so good there in terms of yesterday's U.S. economic data. And of course, consumers have been at some of the lowest readings in terms of the CB consumer confidence that they have been in many, many years. However, in the last few months, we had at least been seeing an uptick in actual reported consumer confidence through the CB consumer confidence metric versus expectations. That said, this sort of broke that trend here today. Yesterday when we got that report 24 hours ago. At the same time, there was also some Canadian GDP numbers, which came in just slightly higher than expected. GDP month over month was expected to come in at 0.4%. It came in at 0.5%. But clearly, Bank of Canada is still keeping a watchful eye on economic growth. And just to comment on that side of things, basically, we did also hear from the Bank of Canada's their head basically pointing out that the tariff uncertainty, the trade dynamics with the U.S. were in some ways a continued negative pressure on the economy and a worry for them. So that continues to be something that could potentially keep the central bank there giving a little bit of leniency in terms of what they do with inflation and rates.
Now, of course, it is your big Independence Day anniversary weekend coming up, Nick, celebrating 250 years of America. So you've got a public holiday on Friday, which means that we're going to have the latest jobs numbers tomorrow. What are markets expecting from these?
Yes. So we will be reporting the non-farm payroll number Thursday morning instead of Friday this time around. The non-farm employment change number, the forecast that I have here on the screen are 114,000 jobs expected to be added to the U.S. economy for the prior month, of course, that being June. Unemployment rate is expected to stay unchanged at 4.3%, and average hourly earnings are expected to come in at 0.3%. That is a month-on-month reading, of course. And just to note, the non-farm employment change number is expected to come in just lower than the previous reported number, which, by the way, which was a really strong one. There's also one thing I wanted to mention, which was Scott Bessent actually was on television talking a little bit about maybe seeing some strong jobs numbers this time around. So that will actually be really interesting to see if he was right on the money there with that idea or not. But we'll see if the job strength can continue. Again, that JOLTS job openings earlier this week was a positive sign. And so we'll continue to monitor how jobs data is falling with, again, the last three in a row have been solid beats for the U.S. jobs report number. So we'll see if the streak can continue.
Excellent, Nick. We'll, of course, reflect on those jobs numbers tomorrow when we speak to you again. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.